Welcome to the Local Lunch Hour. This episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room, a Fort Collins recording studio with over 80 years of combined music industry experience. Denver-based band Silver and Smoke has joined me in the studio today, and they'll start off the live set with their song, Old Eugene. Welcome back to the Local Lunch Hour. This episode is sponsored by the Blasting Room, a Fort Collins recording studio with over 80 years of combined industry experience. We just heard Old Eugene by Silver and Smoke. Thanks for playing that, guys. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
That was super fun. Okay, so all the songs you guys are going to be performing today are from your EP 30P.
That's correct.
And I have a question about the title.
Okay.
So it's called 30P. I have a question. Is it just like called 30P because it's your third EP?
That's exactly right.
That's exactly right. Nailed it. Okay, yay. I was wondering if there's anything else like significant about that, but
we almost called it buy this album or we'll kill our bass player.
Wow.
But that never made it past the drawing board, so we went with 30P, a little more subtle.
Okay.
The fact that those were the two options is
those were the only
about who we are.
Yeah.
We have two modes.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. And then, like, onto the recording of this EP, were there any songs that were, like, especially easy or difficult to record? Or not really?
It's actually pretty interesting the way we recorded this album. Two of the songs we'll be playing today, Crooked Road and Burning Bridges, and actually the drums for Beer and Tacos, we recorded at one studio year before last, and then, like, 8 months later, we finished with the other, like, four and a half songs, I guess. At a different studio in Denver, Acacia Jade Studios and Decibel Garden Studios, respectively. So there's your shout out. But anyway, so it was just interesting. It wasn't really the traditional way that most bands go about going into the studio, because we had this huge break, and we had a different drummer when we started the band. Huh? Or not? Well, yeah, that's definitely true. But when we started that album, we had a different drummer who ended up parting ways, and amicably, of course. And so we picked up Tanner, and then, like, a month later, we were like, hey, cool. So do you know these songs yet? He was like, yeah, I think so. We're like, cool, we're going in the studio.
Oh my God.
So it was kind of a whirlwind thing. We were trying to get it done before we left on tour last July. It's one of those things where we got the box of CDs for the tour, like, the week before we left. So we were kind of up against the clock there. And so the whole thing was a little bit manic, I guess. Or
so it took, like, a year or, like, two years in them?
From when we wrote the first song that we wrote that's on that album to when we finished recording it was almost 2 years.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. Wow. Yeah, we were.
But like, two of those songs took the year, and then the other ones took like 3 days.
Yeah, we.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so like it
oh
was.
My God. What were the two hard
opposite ones? What's up?
What were the two, like, year long ones?
The Burning Bridges, which we're going to play last today, and then Crooked Road, which actually we're not going to play today, but is on the album as well, yeah.
And those took, like, forever?
They took a while, and just went through a lot of, like, different edits and iterations and stuff, and then, yeah, we were like, we need to just get this album frickin' done. So we went into the studio and busted it out in, like, 3 days with Tanner on drums at that point, and that's pretty much what you hear on the album is,
awesome.
A mix of lots of preparation and last minute, oh crap, we have to do this right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Nice.
I think we're all really happy with it. We're quite pleased with how it turned out, but I think already looking forward to the next one, 4DP, if you will.
Oh dear, I was gonna ask, is that the next one? No, that's a joke.
We'll come up with something a little less. Yeah,
that's a little more original.
Bassist. Oh, okay.
Cool.
So how do you feel about that?
If anybody out there plays bass, we might be in the market.
Yeah, right.
Just kidding, Rick. You're the Rock.
Wow. I love you. You're the Rock. Nice. And were there any, like, specifically interesting stories about, like, recording or going on tour so far?
Yeah, I'll just tell one quick story from tour. We had a carrier on top of our van that had our clothes, and it was, like, starting to come off on I-80 in Nebraska. And so we pulled over, and we were just kind of, like, taking a fiver on the side of the highway. And as you do in Nebraska.
Like 3 hours into a week trip.
And then, so we were just hanging out there, like, fixing our stuff, and then there's this, like, hornet that was just not leaving us alone.
Oh, dear.
And so
in the bus?
Like, on the side, on the the shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I took my hat and hit this bee just to try to swat it out of the way, and it hit Rick right between the eyes.
Oh, my God.
And it didn't sting him or anything, and he's totally fine. Look at him. He's he was just more rattled than anything. And so that was how we started our 3-week tour.
Which is kind of a euphemism for how the whole thing worked.
Yeah, pretty much.
So we're all fine, but it was kind of a.
But we all got hit in the head somehow.
We all got hit.
Really?
Yeah. A couple times.
Oh my God. That's
so
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that's, I don't know, that's just, like, the first story that comes to mind from tour. I mean, there was a lot of funny stuff throughout. We're ridiculous people. Like, in our own minds, other people I don't think agree. But
your personality comes through in, like, your videos, your music videos, like Beer and Tacos. That just looked like such a fun video
to
shoot.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sure we'll cover that in more depth.
And did you? Yeah. Okay, Ty, you had a mustache in that video. Did you have it specifically for that video, or was that just, like?
no,
style choice.
It looks that bad.
I go through phases. I grew a beard leading up to and right after tour. I had this huge beard that was probably almost 6 or 7 inches long. I mean, it was a long beard. And you couldn't see my neck under it. Anyway, and then I shaved just my chin, and I had the friendly chops on either side, just huge, bushy chops. And then I went and got my driver's license like that. And then shaved that and did the music video and the mustache.
Nice.
And then I shaved it all, and now I'm back to beard. It's a cycle, you know.
Great. Nice. Okay. So, I think that's enough talking for right now. We should get back to the music. Who's with me? Next.
<I am.
laughs> Yes. Okay, good. Got someone. Okay, next up, we are going to hear two songs. The first one is Sting Like a Bee by Silver and Smoke, and the next one will be Beer and Tacos.
Sweet.
1, 2, 3. She's so sweet, pretty as can be, but that woman be the death of me. She's all charm when she gets away, but when she don't, my baby goes insane. I tell myself that she's rude to me, yeah. It's hard to stay sometimes, but I know I can't leave. She's so fine. A butterfly and she sings like a bee. Yeah! Since I was a boy, and I won't change, 'cause I enjoy it. Some folks say I got no self-respect, but whatever I weigh, I feel perfect. Have fun, though some may sneer. Well, when I get real drunk, it takes a lot of beer, baby. Yeah, this beer belly, it took a lot of work. So when I go to the beach, I still take off my shirt, yeah. Hell, I may be single, but that ain't no shock, no, 'cause I only wanna mingle with my Chipotle taco, baby. Yeah. I like beer and tacos. Beer and tacos. Beer and tacos. gold line, baby. Well, you may agree or you just might not care, but if you think like me, put your glass in the air, say hell yeah.
Welcome back to the Local Lunch Hour. We just heard Sting Like a Bee and Beer and Tacos by Silver and Smoke, and this episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room. Visit theblastingroom.com for more information about the recording, mixing, and mastering services. That was awesome. Thanks for playing that, guys. So those two, is it fair to say those two songs we just heard are both kind of like love songs in their own way?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, and then the first one, Sting Like a Bee, do you want to explain that one a little bit?
Yeah, so I'm a bad person to date, because when it goes south, I'm going to write a song about it. So
I feel like that goes for every band.
So that's what happened there. I was dating a girl, and it just wasn't totally working out, that song pretty much lays it out there, how I feel about it, so I feel bad enough about writing the song. I don't want to sit here and talk to her ass, but
yeah.
She's a nice person. Wherever she is, she knows she's a nice person.
But
she's
it's just about like a tough relationship. Which,
what's that?
It's just about like a tough relationship.
It's about a tough relationship and wanting to stay in it. But you're staying in it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
It's more physical than anything else at first, and then there's never a foundation built under it, you know. And so then at that point, when the physical thing kind of fizzles out, then it's like you're kind of just stuck with the person.
Yeah.
So
true.
The stinger,
if you will. Yeah. So and you know, we'd fight quite a bit, and so that's what the my lover's honey is so sweet. When it's good, it's good. But she kissed like a butterfly and sting like a bee. So when it's good, it's good. When it's bad, it's real bad.
Yep. Nice.
So credit to our engineer Ian P. Gilchrist for actually a lyric change there. I wrote float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Just because, I mean, that's obviously what I'm riffing on there. And then he was like, you should do Kiss Like a Butterfly. That's
that makes better. Sense.
That makes more sense. Thanks, Ian.
Yeah.
Nice. And then Beer and Tacos, that's like another type of, more happy love song, we could say, about like your love for beer and tacos.
True love.
True love, right. And no, that's like a communal love throughout the band, I would imagine.
Yeah, we frequent the Chipotle establishments of Colorado.
Does it show?
I mean, all four of us like to eat. All four of us like to just have fun and...
call us crazy?
we like fun.
Yeah.
When I first wrote that song, it was the whole... I wrote it as a joke, and the whole thing was that, I like beer and tacos. So it was going to be like much more somber, and then Rick and our old drummer Diego were like, "What if we made that a ska song?" And it just kind of took off from there, and it's never been the same. On the recording of that, we were fortunate enough to be joined by a couple awesome horn players, Sterling Swanson and Alex Villanova from Hypnotic Vibes, awesome people, and Wes Watkins. Of The Other Black and Is Cali and I think Uncle Grandpa, isn't that him?
Are these all Denver artists?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Wes Watkins is all over the places. He's done a ton of stuff. He actually played with Nathaniel Rateliff for a while, and for the SOB
song and video and all that stuff. He's in all that stuff, so it was pretty cool to work with him, and he's a really nice guy, and it was a ton of fun to do all that kind of stuff. So, and then, of course, you mentioned the video. We made like 200 tacos and brought 100 beers and some tarp to the closed room and invited like 25 close friends and a film crew, and just had a big food fight taco party, and it was a ton of fun. So if you haven't already, if you're watching this video or listening to us, check it out on Facebook.
Yeah, that's available. On the Facebook page.
What's that?
That's available on your Facebook page.
It is. It absolutely is available on our Facebook page, as well as our other couple of music videos and
YouTube and all that stuff too. Yeah.
Nice. Awesome. And again, all of these songs you guys are performing right now are from 30P.
Yeah.
And I would imagine, like, do you guys have a lot of songs that didn't make the cut for this album? Or not really?
There's always a couple.
Yeah, not like it wasn't cutting, you know, 6 or 7 songs. It was maybe 1 or 2, but that's usually the way it goes.
Yeah.
And that comes down to timing. We didn't have enough time to go back and like fix something or whatever the case was. But so this is the 7 songs that are on there were pretty much destined to be on there anyway. So
yeah. Awesome. And you don't get like super attached to other ones. They're just like, you didn't have enough time. They're just like on. Or do you think they would ever reappear on like a future album or anything? Or
That's really. What we always say is like, you know,
they might show up later.
Songs that, you know, will sometimes hit the cutting room floor, and then we want to revisit. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But you know, since this is our 3rd album, we've probably had.
There's a whole album worth of stuff that we've cut.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, and stuff that hasn't even been like that was started to be written, and then we just never finished. Mm-hmm. And then, so yeah, there's still a lot out there that we need to work on and, you know, get out there. But
you kind of can't turn the faucet off, though. You know, I mean, we're still promoting this album, and we've already like well moved on within our rehearsal time, moving on to writing new stuff and working on some new tunes, and we've got like between 12 and 15 new songs that we're in various stages of completion right now. So we're kind of ramping up for our debut full length LP. We'll see what happens. But
how exciting!
So yeah.
And were there any like specific inspirations for this one, for this EP, or? Like musically or personally?
Say that again?
Were there any inspirations for this EP? Specifically, like musically, like musical inspirations?
I think it all started with Burning Bridges, right? Yep. Which is what we're going to play next. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of, that was like the first song of this new era of our songs, I guess, you know? And they all kind of, they're not all like Burning Bridges, obviously, you know? Beer and Tacos is very different from Burning Bridges, but it was just going in that direction of trying to write more interesting stuff, I guess. You know, our other 2 albums, not knocking them or anything, but we were just starting out and trying to figure out what we were doing. And, you know, we talk about going back and like re-recording those and doing them, you know, better and more up to date with our style now. But no, I think there wasn't really like a general theme of like, we need to get all, you know, these types of songs on this album. We've always been more of, we write something, we like it, it sounds good, and then we just
go with album. It. Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's kind of a function of where we are too, as far as the EPs and all that kind of stuff goes. You know, I mean, like, that's I think what I'm saying too about all these songs we're putting together for this new LP, or for the next thing, if it is a full length. You know, there might be a couple from previous EPs that make it on there, you know, 1 or 2, but that's kind of the nice thing about making the, you know, 5, 7 song EPs or whatever, is that you can kind of just, it's just, you're just documenting what you're writing. It's not so much a cohesive, like, concept, conceptual thing, you know?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Let's get back to the music again.
All right.
Coming up next is Silver and Smoke. They're going to perform their live version of their song, Burning Bridges.
Oh, spilling the beans. Got a new live outro. Okay, here we go.
Well, we want to keep them here, you know?
A true story about a man and a woman in a town that wasn't
big enough for the two of them.
Welcome back to the Local Lunch Hour. We just heard Burning Bridges by Silver and Smoke, and this episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been bringing recording services to Fort Collins since 1994. Thanks for playing all that music, guys. That was, like, super fun. Yeah. And you said that ending was new for the last song?
It's nothing you would know.
Nothing. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you guys were high energy.
We're always trying to, I think this is true of all musicians, as you play songs over and over again, you just try and find new ways to keep it fresh.
Yeah.
For your audience and for you, so yeah, that's just a new little quirky way of ending it.
Awesome. And do you guys have any upcoming shows or like side projects you want to let the Fort Collins community know about?
Absolutely, yeah. We're actually playing this Saturday at Moxie Theater over in Greeley. I know that nobody likes to go there from Fort Collins. but yeah, we're
for
playing
you, they
Moxie.
Will.
It's gonna be a great show. We're playing with Native Station and Soul Solem. Three of the four of us went to school in Greeley / Darren, you like kind of grew up in Greeley.
Oh, I was kind of like born there, yeah.
You were born there?
Yeah. No wonder
you suck.
I know, dude.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just kidding. It's a product of your environment.
Well, you chose to live there, so that's
why. That's true. Oh,
really?
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So, yeah, we're playing in Greeley this Saturday. We've got about a show a month for the next like 6 months. Big news upcoming. We just found out about a big show that we can't announce yet, but we're very excited about, so... stay tuned for that.
Well, and possibly fingers crossed for Foco MX up here coming up soon.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we played Foco MX last year and loved it and hope to be invited back. The application process is underway right now, so hopefully we get invited back to that. And...
awesome. Sounds good. Thanks for listening to the Local Lunch Hour. If you enjoyed this musical podcast, you can find more at kcsufm.com. Thank you, Jaunt, for this lovely outro music, and thank you for supporting College Radio.